Here we go. It is time now for the Gumfile. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid does. This falls under the heading of, hey, doofus, make up your mind. Man in Jackson, Tennessee, told police an exploding hot pocket caused a motel fire. Yeah, it exploded, officer, that hot pocket. Woof. Investigators say Christopher Stanley Fondren, though, was cooking meth in the room, not microwaving a snack. Firefighters called police after finding evidence of the meth in a metal trash can. Police came back, locked down several rooms to make sure that there were no toxic chemicals left over from the making of the illegal drug. Fondren was arrested. Now they're looking for a second suspect who was probably cooking another hot pocket, and it exploded. And that's what caused the fire, fellas. Sorry about that. Guess I won't buy those kind of hot pockets anymore. Ooh-wee. At least this guy has dreams. You know what I mean? He has dreams. Illinois inmate believes he was falsely arrested and framed. He wants to be compensated for his trouble and time. He wants his own country. 26-year-old Jonathan Penny won't settle for just any old existing country. He wants the U.S. to grant him uninhibited land to start a new one. Well, there you go. In an 18-page lawsuit, filled with a lot of misspellings, by the way, Penny states that the territory should have enough land to sustain 5,000 people, who apparently are going to join him later. He says that the land in Alaska would be acceptable, and if these requests weren't outlandish enough, oh yeah, he wants $50 billion in clearance to all top secret scientific advancements and adequate water supply, all for his new country. There you have it. I hope his new country has, well, the joint, the prison, jail, the cooler, the pokey, the big house, Sing Sing, the rock, the pit, the hole, slam, the concrete cubicle. Because he's going to need it. I think he's going to be back there soon. Finally, keep it in the family. Idaho authorities say a mother and daughter were arrested for drunk driving within an hour of each other. Same old story. The mother, when she went to pick up her daughter's dog, see police stop 28-year-old Alicia Gardner Saturday in Idaho Falls, spotted her swerving and crossing the center line, blood alcohol level twice the legal limit. She was arrested. Then her 51-year-old mom drove in to get her daughter's car because the dog was in there. When she arrived, same officer smelled alcohol on her breath. She went through the test. Yes, she was twice the legal limit as well. Now both are sharing a cell. No word on the dog, but we're pretty sure it was taken care of. That poor dog had a rough day. I know, I had to work it in there. Caught a million of them. That was beautiful, man. There's your Gumfile on a Thursday, July 21st. 22 minutes now after 3. Chuck Hall, KORD.